Good evening. This is Matty Munster from Dingley, Victoria, welcoming you to another episode of After School Session. It is 6:30. I'll be here for the next hour. And can you please all stand for the national anthem?
When a boy becomes a man, he must do the best he can to live his life and find his childhood dream. I've had the good times and the bad, but the biggest break I've had was when I found that girl that thought of only me. Thank you for your smile and the love that's in your eyes, and thank you for the heart that's big and true. Thank you for the many things you are, my love. Let me thank you for just being you.
Let me thank you for just being you.
Every man must make a few mistakes and put a few feet wrong, and sometimes I feel I want to say forget it. But with my baby by my side, I can swallow foolish pride and stand upright to fight another day. Thank you for your smile and the love that's in your eyes, and thank you for the heart that's big and true. Thank you for the many things you are, my love. Let me thank you for just being you.
Let me thank you for just being you.
Now I'm 21 and grown, and I know I'm not alone in this great big world of wars and fear of dying. I wear a smile and not a frown, 'cause I know you'll be around to keep me full of happiness and love. Thank you for your smile and the love that's in your eyes, and thank you for a heart that's big and true. Thank you for the many things you are, my love. Let me thank you for just being you. Let me thank you for just being you. Let me thank you for just being you.
Welcome back to After School Session here at 3CR. It is now 6:38. This is Matty Munster here. And kicking off the show tonight, we heard the dulcet tones of Lionel Rose. I thank you. His 1969 release. And as I said at the start of the show, I hope you did stand up because Roy and HG fans will get that. They always play that as the national anthem whenever they did the AFL or NRL broadcast. It is a very good song. In my opinion, it should be the national anthem. On your Lionel. Great Australian he was. And after that, we heard Iggy Pop, of course, off his 1977 release, Lust for Life. That was success. That was the song I played from Windsor Station to the St Kilda Bowls Club after Collingwood won the flag in 2023. What a great night that was, and what a game that was. Go Pies. And a few gigs coming up we're going to promote throughout the show, but this Saturday at George Laneway, Pop-Off. This has been going on for about 8 years now. It's at George Lane, a 7 o'clock kickoff. Basically the ultimate Iggy Pop show, with an all-star band and several Iggies, I think 8 Iggies this year, and basically everyone gets up, does a few songs, and the winner comes back and does I Want to Be Your Dog, and a dear friend of the show, Leroy, will be emceeing the show. Also, Rusty, Hellcat, Captain Justina, Russ from the Gas Babies, Ashton Davey, Marilyn Rose, and Ferret, Shane, and Kendall will all be your Iggies for the evening. So as I said, George Lane, 7 o'clock bell time, get there, always a good show. Let's keep the show going. Let's keep the theme a little bit Detroit. Here's Radio Birdman. You're on 3CR.
We're gonna have a ball. You're anything at all.
Welcome back to After School Session here on 3CR. It is now 6:48. I literally ticked over to 6:48. Matty Munster here. I'll be here through 7:30. In that bracket of three, we kicked off with Radio Birdman, More Fun, the opening track from 1981, Living Eyes. What an album that is. Two albums and out, and that came out, of course, after the Birdman broke up for about 3 or 4 years. So thank God that album wasn't lost for time. It's a cracking album, that. After that, we heard Scott and Charlene's Wedding and Don't Bother Me, track two from the band's third LP, mid-30s single scene. I played that track because a dear friend of mine, Paulie P, he's been doing Fake Fasters on Triple R during the week, and on Monday he actually played that track. And one of those tracks that I knew Scott and Charlene's Wedding, but I hadn't heard that song, so I thought I'd give that a run. They do this really good 10-inch 2 weeks, and I've got that at home. It's pride in my record collection because it's a 10-inch. I don't have many 10-inches, but that's one of those ones. I don't like it getting lost in the 12s, and also I don't really have a stand for 10s. It doesn't really fit on the 7 stand, so that EP, I always see that every morning when I walk up. And after that, we had the MC5 with the American Rouge Side B, track 3 from 1970's first studio LP, Back in the USA. What an album that is. Big shout out to a few people that texted in, Leroy, GG and Shaz, on you guys. And thanks to Grandma, who gave me a very nice call after last week's show. And also Mum and Dad, who are tuning in. And Dad had a request, and this is for you, Dad. This is the Count 5. You're on 3CR. We'll be right back.
took it to Spokane and auctioned the very last Naugahyde van. I'm very well acquainted with the seven deadly sins. I keep a busy schedule, trying to fit them in. I'm proud to be a glutton, and I don't have time for sloth. I'm greedy and I'm angry, and I don't care who I cross. I'm Mr. Bad Example, intruder in the dirt. I'd like to have a good time, and I don't care who gets hurt. I'm Mr. Bad Example, take a look at me. I live to be 100 and go down in infamy. Of course I went to law school, took a law degree. Counseling all my clients, complete insanity. Then I worked in a hurry placement, swindling the ball, where very few were chosen, fewer still are called. Then on the Monte Carlo, the fisherman's affair, I threw away the fortune, I made transplanting hair. I put my last few francs down on a prostitute who took me up to her room to perform the flag salute. Whereupon I stole her passport and her wig, headed for the airport and a midnight bag of dig. 14 hours later I was down in Adelaide, flipping through the wombats and getting Fosters in the shade. I opened up an agency somewhere down the line to hire aboriginals to work the opal mines. But I attached their wages, took a whopping cut, whisked away at a workman's comp and pauperized a lot. I'm Mr. Bad Example, intruder in the dirt. I'd like to have a good time, I don't care who gets hurt. I'm Mr. Bad Example, take a look at me. I live to be 100 and go down in infamy. I'm bought a first class ticket on Malaysia Air, landed in Sri Lanka, none the worse for wear. I'm thinking of retiring from all my dirty deals, and I'll see you in the next life. Wake me up for meals.
Welcome back to After School Session here on 3CR. This is Matty Munster here. It is now 6:55. In that bracket of two, we had the Count Five, Psychotic Reaction, the title track from their Soul 1996 LP. As I said, that was a request from my dad. So on your dad, on your mum. Hope he's out there listening. And your dad requested that after the show last week, and we had a good chat about that. I said that I must admit I hadn't heard that song, and he said that he discovered it because the Cramps did a cover of it, so which I haven't heard. I was actually at Greville Records the other day. I did see a bunch of songs, the Cramps Taught Us compilations. I must get onto those. But on your dad, hope you enjoyed that. And speaking of Greville Records, I saw a photo of Bobby Gillespie there holding a cover of Wonderful Magazine, Ugly Things, the new issues out now. I was there on Sunday to drop off the last copy of Munster, and I thought, oh, if it was only a few days earlier, it could have been a photo of Bobby holding a copy of Munster, not Ugly Things. And I should get my friend Geezer in to give a review of the Primal Scream show. Be an interesting review. And after that, we heard Warren Zevon, Mr. Bad Example, off his 1993 live LP, which is all acoustic. Leaping Larry L got me onto that record. It's an absolutely cracking record, that. And Warren Zevon, he can do no wrong, in my opinion. There's a great live version of that on Letterman around the same time, so check that out on YouTube Machine. Now, Sunday, 26th of January, free gig at the St. Kilda Bowls Club. Kickoff time is 5:30. Two amazing bands, Digger and the Pussycats, one of my all-time favourites, and Spitting Chips featuring Bill Walsh and Peter Dirty Jones and the Cosmic Psychos. They played at the Bowls Club June in 2024, and basically just did a bunch of Psychos covers. But they're working on new material, which I'm very excited to hear about. And yeah, it was just amazing. I never saw the Psychos with Dirty, so it was just great to hear that wah-wah coming out from his guitar. So it's looking forward to that show. And so again, Deer and the Pussycats and Spitting Chips, Sunday 26th January at the St. Kilda Bowls Club, 5:30 start, presented by Munster Times and Aha Productions. So we're going to play two tracks from, we'll play a Digger and the Pussycats track, then play a Psychos track that you might be hearing at the Bowls Club. Here's Digger in a Spanish Jacket. You're on 3CR.
I've 30 old, I was sick in the head. Pull my cock in the hay shed.
CR is about community, and we welcome your participation at the station.
3CR is open to a wide diversity of volunteers and is a great way to connect with Melbourne's activist community.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, doing a reception shift, getting a program on air,
training in radio skills, or contributing to one of the station's committees?
There are many ways to be involved at 3CR.
To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au and get in touch.
Welcome back to After School Session here on 3CR. This is Matty Munster. I'm taking you through to 7:30. In that bracket two, we heard Digger and the Pussycats with the Spanish Jacket, a live favourite from the band, which you can see at St Kilda Bowls Club on Sunday, Jan 26, presented by Munster Times and Aha Productions. And that is, as I said, Spanish Jacket off their fourth LP, Let's Go to Hospital. What a title that is. And we had Sam at the Bolo in Jan last year, and he played solo by himself, no one else, and he just absolutely owned it, of course, because he's a legend, doing songs from his other back catalogue bands, such as Kamikaze Trio. And one of the songs they did was a new song about David Boone, which I'm tempted to sing on air, but they haven't recorded it yet. So if you want to hear that song, get there live. So they'll be on at 6:30. But open the show at 5:30 will be Spinning Chips again, featuring Bill Walsh and Peter Jones from the Cosmic Psychos. And we heard the Psychos were Down on the Farm, and their 1985 release. And that was, of course, the title track. And I've got that album right in front of me. And do you have those albums that you just buy purely on the cover? Oh, what a cover that is on 90s. There's no writing. It doesn't say what the band is or what the title is. There's a 90 with a gun, a Dirty with a pink shirt and his guitar, and a Walshy in the background surrounded by Daffodil, and also a beautiful black dog. So I remember hearing that LP for the first time on cassette, and when Spinning Chips played, as I said, I never saw Dirty from the Psychos live, but they opened with Custom Credit, and when Walsh, he said, "Give us some Wah Wah, Dirty," and he just put the foot to the pedal. It was like, oh my God, it just took me back to 7 years old hearing that first record on a cassette in my bedroom in Dingley. Good times. And as I said, Jan 26, hope to see you there. Let's get the tunes going. Let's play the Dicks. You're on 3CR. Trying to set your bail.
that something they want? We're hoping.
Double wide.
Beer run.
Beer run. Let's do beer run right away.
Tell the story of beer run.
Sometimes people yell at us, tell a story. So I'll make one up during beer run and tell it to you after. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All you need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. A couple of frat boys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the K-Pick Swine and Soiree Dance. They wore baseball caps and khaki pants. They wanted cigarettes, so to save some money, they got one off these hippies that smelled kind of funny. Next thing they knew, they were both really hungry and pretty thirsty, too. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All you need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Found a store with a sign, said their beer was coldest. They sent in Brad because he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. Walked over to where all the registers are. He laid his fake ID on the countertop. Clerk looked, he turned, he looked back up, he stopped. He said, kid, I ain't gonna call the cops, but I'm gonna have to keep this card. The guys both took it pretty hard. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Oh, how happy we would be had we only brought a better fake ID on a B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Met this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He said he was the guy from the Robert Earl song, so they gave him the cash. He bought him some brews. It's a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They were feeling so good, it should have been a crime. Crowd was cool and the band was prime. They made it back up front to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. So pretty good. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All you need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome back to After School Session here on 3CR. It is 7:13. I've got about 7 minutes to go. In that bracket of three, we heard the Dicks and Police Force, the opening track of their 1980 release, These People. What a band they were. They only had two releases. One of them was, the first release was on the legendary SST Records, and that second release was released on Alternative Tentacles, of course, Jello Biafra's label. So only two releases, but on two legendary indie labels. And Gary Floyd, absolute legend of the Texas punk scene. Sally passed away last year, and I was actually a bit surprised that his passing didn't get more mention in the press, but is a personal favourite of mine, and that album, These People, is an amazing track, amazing album. Of course, Off Duty Sailor, the second track, is one of my all-time favourite punk tracks, so I might play that next week on the show. After that, we heard Screaming Sneakers, Violent Days, off their 1982 LP, Marching Orders, their sole release. I don't know how that came up, but I think it came up on a YouTube thing, but thank God I found it, because it's a great song, great EP. You can buy it on Discogs right now for $91. So are you like me, listening, where you go through Discogs and you just look at things and you think, how can you justify this? I do that at a lot of record fairs and even record shops. And these people are my friends. I'm like, how can you defend this? But anyway. And after that, we heard Todd Snyder, Beer Run, live from 2007. The great man, Matty O, actually has a T-shirt with all the lyrics on that all the lyrics on that song on his shirt on the back of it. I remember just staring at it, thinking, I don't know the words this. And, of course, it is the great Todd Snyder and his song, Beer Run. That was a live release, but go to YouTube. There's about 15 live versions of that. And the song, the story in between the B-double-E-double-R-U-N, always varies. So check them all out. They're very good. Todd Snyder, of course, wrote a really good book called I haven't heard a story that I haven't liked, which I gave to Tim Rogers for an extended loan, which he gave back. But he's still got my Jeffrey Bernard book. So, Tim, if you're listening by chance, please give it back. And also, Johnny Kicks, can I have my Shane McGowan book? Well, I'm going to stop moaning and play another song. This is from my friend Kevin. He hasn't texted in tonight. Hope he's listening. But this is a Canadian band called The Dittos, and it's called, it's about his favourite sport, tennis. You're on 3CR.
Father was Brazilian, mother pro. He bowed
Welcome back to 3CR. It is After School Session. It's 7:22. This is Matty Munster here. In that bracket of two, we heard the Dietos. Kevin, he texted in. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. And we heard Tennis, again, off the 1977 release, self-titled release. Great Canadian punk band. Thanks, Kevin, for introducing me to them. Got down a bit of a rabbit hole with them lately. That's the second Tennis song I now know. The other one is, of course, Dave Warner from the suburbs, Wimbledon, with his pronunciation of Wimbledon, which has one of my favourite lines, Bjorn Borg and Beryl Spirulitis both come down with good old hepatitis. I should have played that. It was the only chance I ever had for playing a Tennis double shot, but it's not Tuesday or Thursday, so we can't do the double shot Tuesday or Thursday. So, maybe on Planet X next time I'm on. And after that, we heard the Lazy Cowgirls off their 2001 release, Here and Now, the live album, and that was a cover of the Billy Joe Cyrus song Goodbye to Yesterday. Absolutely cracking rendition of that one. The original's great too, so check them out. Time's a bit tight. I'm going to try and get one or two more in. Here's the Kinks. You're on 3CR.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I arrive. Feel good from morning to the end of the day. To the end of the day. Yeah, you and me, we live this life. When we get up to the ghost of you and me, we're free.
Welcome back to After School Session. We've got about a minute to go, so I'm going to wrap up the show. But in that bracket of two, we heard the Kinks, Till the End of the Day, off their 1965 single that later appeared on the Kink Controversy, in my opinion, their best record. Absolutely cracking record, that. And we had a bit of legroom there, so I thought we'd play another Psychos track, Lost Cause, off Go the Hack, the 1989 release, the year of my birth, actually. And yes, you might hear that track at St. Kilda Bowls Club on Jan 26, along with Digging with the Pussycats. Be there, and of course, pop off again Saturday night, 7 o'clock at George Lane. As that bloke from the Calder Park ads said, be there. Thanks to everyone who texted in tonight. Great to have your company here in the studio tonight. Thanks for listening, whether you're listening in live or listening back on demand. I've got two more episodes of After School Session here on Wednesday nights. Next week, very excited to announce that Kim Salmon will be joining me on the show, along with Marty Bolton, and for our final show on the 29th. See if we can get someone else to join us on the show. Thanks again for listening. Have a good week. I'll talk to you next week. You're on 3CR.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.